take our Concordia Study Bible and go to a look at page 1578 in your Concordia Study Bible. Now this goes back to the Gospels. What I'd like for you to see there is that Mark has only a few of the parables, and Matthew and Luke each have a lot of parables. And as we said when we looked at Mark on our first day of school last week, Mark focuses mostly on miracles, and he has a few parables, but not nearly the numbers that Matthew has. And Matthew has some unique ones, especially in chapter 13. We spent some time with that with you last week. For example, the parable of the weeds and the wheat in Matthew 13. This is on page 1578. It's unique. And the hidden treasure and the valuable pearl is unique to Matthew. The dragnet is unique to Matthew. So a number of them in chapter 13 are unique to Matthew. Some of those that he has, like the parable of the sower, he shared with other evangelists as well. But moving to the next page, you'll notice that Luke has quite a few unique parables also. They're found mostly in the journey narrative. And we picked out a few last week, and we might reiterate that Luke is especially known for the Good Samaritan, for example, in chapter 10. That's unique to Luke. He's especially known for the lost coin and the prodigal son in chapter 15. And in chapter 16, these two money parables, the shrewd manager and the rich man and Lazarus, and those are unique to Luke, as well as the last two on the page, the persistent widow and the Pharisee and the tax collector. So the long and short of it is both Matthew and Luke have considerable teaching of Jesus, including a lot of the parables. Mark has some teaching of Jesus, yes, but his focus is more on miracles. And perhaps the next place we'll turn to is kind of a similar chart on miracles. But before we do that, questions or thoughts about the parables, okay?
Just to clarify, John doesn't have any parables?
Correct.
Okay.
That's why there's no column for John here. And thanks for asking. Let's go to page 1606. The miracles. The miracles of Jesus. Now you'll notice here, and I think we touched on this last week also, that Matthew, Mark, and Luke each have 20 or 21 miracles listed on this page. Besides, you probably wrote in the bottom, as I think I mentioned last week, you might write the resurrection of Jesus, as applies to all of them as well. So they all have a lot of miracles. And Mark, despite the fact he has such a short gospel, has about the same number of miracles as Matthew and Mark do, Matthew and Luke, rather. So notice John's column again. It's got only a very few miracles, but they're well-known miracles. And as we said last week, they're often found together with a longer saying. Some of the better-known miracles that we have in John's Gospel would be the Pool of Bethesda in chapter 5, and the man born blind in chapter 9, and the wedding of Cana in chapter 2, and the second great fish draught in chapter 21, and the Lazarus miracle in chapter 11. So John has only a few, but these are usually memorable ones, and in several cases we have an extended discourse following the miracle. Any questions, observations further on the use of miracles in the four Gospels?